and Arlington too, and then there's some of that there what we're talking about, Sycamore.
Yeah.
Then my two granddaughters, they come up here, and Granny had to go up the woods with them. They had to get a whole lot of sticks, the first one thing and then another. I guess you had to do that too, didn't you? Did you have to gather things like that for when you were in high school?
Well,
oldest one's granddaughter, she's got another year besides this year, and then that the little one, she's got three more.
This is a kind of bush that its leaves get bright red in the fall.
Yeah, that's a sourwood.
Okay, what about sumac or shumac?
They've got berries on them.
Okay. And the kind of tree that George Washington cut down.
That's an apple tree, wasn't it? No cherry tree.
Okay. And are there any kind of bushes that are poisonous? Make your skin break out?
I don't reckon.
Or vines?
There's red bud. If it won't make it break out.
Or any vines?
Oh, yeah, that old, what is it? Gets on Reed Fay and them? Poison oak. And then down around the cemetery, Daddy used to keep it up. And then there's a cow he'd find down there. I'd get all over him, and he'd have to take shots to get shit of it, you know. It's called cow eats.
Yeah.
But that all that poison oak just got all, just gets all over Mary's children and two girls. Don't bother the boys so bad.
Is that the same as poison ivy?
Poison ivy, honey, grows in a great big bush. Well, like that. And this poison vine, it just grows on trees and around and on the ground and things.
But
it don't hurt me. I can pull it. You just take a run, just pull it off, boy. Well, he'd get on dead and refed it from here to that door. And they pass it. Boy, it just makes blisters all over.
Is there any reason why some people...
I don't know, honey. Refay is dark skinned. Well, Debbie's a little dark, not too much as Refay, but it gets on both of them. And Donnie's as fire as a lily, their brother, and it don't hurt him.
What about berries?
There's plenty of blackberries and dewberries around here, and out on the mountain, plenty of huckleberries and gooseberries.
Yeah. What about kind of red berry that you eat with, make shortcake out of?
Strawberries?
Okay. And another kind of red berry.
Cherry?
Yeah, a berry with a real rough surface.
Well, that'd be a strawberry, wouldn't it?
I'm thinking
raspberry. There's some of them out there.
Okay.
Their vines is out there. They're, fixing to bloom now.
Yeah. What about a tall bush that's got clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers?
Well, I'd call that a dogwood, tame dogwood.
Okay, what about a laurel or ivy?
Well, it's mostly it's on the mountain sides up in there.
What does that look like?
Well, I just can't tell you. I see it out there on the mountain, on the creek.
What did you call that?
Laurel.
Okay. What about large flowering tree? It's got shiny leaves and big white flowers, and then it leaves a prickly seed pod about the
that's
size
a
of
dog, oh, that's a dogwood.
Okay. Something that leaves a prickly seed pod the size of a cucumber.
Well, that's a cucumber tree. We've got some of them down out in Junior.
Okay. If a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind, she might say, I have to ask.
My husband.
Okay. And he would say, I have to ask. If he was going to talk about her, if he'd say, I have to ask. Would he call her his wife or something?
Yeah, mother, mama, or something like that.
Okay. And a woman who's lost her husband is called a...
Widow.
Okay. And